Very few Earth people have been able to build this wall of light, because, in the first place, they have received the wrong instructions. Exactly what is this wall of light? How can it be built? Who can build it? What will it accomplish? The great mistake some persons have made, from reading Return of the Dove, is the idea that it is man-made. This is not so. The protective wall of light is the power of God. It has nothing to do with willpower. The wall cannot be built or formed around a person or persons. The fact is, this wall, or tube as some say, is already built. It is all round us. It fills all space, and it has only to be accepted as a gift, and used. Its use depends on perfect faith in the ability, and the wish of God to protect all those who call upon Him. Tesla believed in this divine power. This is what he termed the wall of light. The thought power which operates the Venus spaceship is no more or less than the perfect faith which Christ said would move mountains. From his Bible study, Tesla knew and believed in this great power, which is free for any person to use. It only comes to those who accept Jesus Christ as the only Son of the living God. No doubt the actual reasons why Tesla's scientific methods are not taught in our school system is the fact he brings God into the picture. The colleges cannot find professors who understand real science, the Bible or Tesla, for no one can understand true science or Tesla, unless he is in tune with the divine spirit. Why not train teachers? One reason might be that the adoptions of Tesla's inventions and his faith in the power of God will disturb the status quo. They will offer a whole new way of life. They will upset church unity. They will make the establishment of worldwide free Christianity possible and desirable. They will cast profit-making high rates of interest and political conniving into oblivion and will make the present economic system look exactly like the silly thing it is. Tesla was always a happy man, and the stories told about his last years are not true. He was never in need and died a rich man. He received an income very much larger than the amount which some reports say he received. He was never in debt, and as a Christian, he died a happy man. On an October night in 1956, when a group of friends met in New York City to talk of UFO, very little was known by any of them about Tesla or his work. Over in Paris, a spacecraft convention was held for interested Europeans. Arthur H. Matthews of Lakeport, Quebec, Canada, submitted paper on the Tesla set for interplanetary communication, which he had built and was then operating. A report on this paper reached New York a few weeks later, and contact with Mr. Matthews was established by correspondence. That was the start of the new interest in the work of Tesla. Imagine! He had worked most of his life in America, and few, if anyone, remembered either him or his work. Perhaps someone will ask, what was Tesla's work? Well, for one thing, he invented the 20th century. Almost everything, which the world of today considers important, came from Tesla. The world of today, and for the next 500 years at least, will be the world of Tesla, for there are nearly 1,100 Tesla inventions not yet well known to the public. Imagine, a car operated without any fuel, your house lit and heated by the sun. Free. Yes, even when you do not see the sun. A voice and thought, operated recorder and typewriter. A two-way portable telephone and TV, which can operate over a distance of 8,000 miles, which in size can fit into your coat pocket and is operated by means of the Tesla battery, which is kept charged by the sun. An aircraft, which has no engine, no fuel, no wings, and no noise, lands at a speed of less than 1 mile per hour. These are just a few of the 1,100 inventions of Tesla, to say nothing about the 10 billion now in worldwide US, under different trade names, but which a look at the patents, will prove are Tesla's. TV, radio, radar, all electric light and power, all auto controls which are used to make the moon rockets work, all those new power developments, transmission lines, the microwaves, even your modern car works because Tesla's spark coil makes it run. All these things just because a little boy loved God, and used his head and body to serve God, not as a garbage dump for drugs and smoke. Imagine what good could be done if more people used their bodies and minds as Tesla did. Did you know that the tall towers used for TV and microwaves are not required if the Tesla system was completely adopted? All those poles we see in town and other places are not needed. The Tesla anti-war machine follows the same principle. It requires no poles, no lines or large reflectors mounted on towers. Neither does it require an army to maintain it. It does provide positive protection for any coastline or national border. It is not in any sense a fence. The whole thing depends upon the peaks, which are, of course, invisible to the human eye. All electric currents of whatever frequency pass in the earth and can be made to peak or bounce up above the earth at regular measured distances. So far as the Sputniks and other orbiting devices are concerned, these could not be designed to drop destruction on us from up above, if the Tesla anti-war machine was functioning. In addition to the protecting wall of power, the machine can also be built with a ceiling. If Tesla's machine is adopted, there is nothing that can affect it, nothing in the way of an A bomb or H bomb or any other bomb, even if it is transported on a missile, rocket or a Sputnik. In the first place, and this is the important point, once Tesla's machine is set up, no form of bomb or high explosive can be made. In other words, if some nut tried to make a bomb and Tesla's machine was functioning, the bomb would explode right there, whether underground, in the air or any other place. So along with the adoption of the Tesla idea, no form of bomb or high explosive such as the A bomb or H bomb would continue to exist. In a letter which Tesla wrote to me in 1935, he said, speaking of his anti-war machine, "My discovery ends the menace of airplanes, submarines, rockets or space machines, regardless of their height or speed. A century from now, every nation will render itself immune from attack by my device. I believe, as I believe in God, that the adoption of Tesla's machine will prevent war. Actually, I have been fighting for Tesla to have the world give him credit for the many wonderful things he has done. I have written hundreds of letters, newspaper and magazine articles about his inventions, to help the world know more about this wonderful man. Yes, indeed. The world should know more about Tesla, but the hundreds of letters received clearly show that most people are just finding out how to spell his name. Almost every letter received begins something like this: I never heard of Tesla until I read your excerpts from Return of the Dove. Where can we find out more about this wonderful man? Well, no one will find out more about him, if the Silence Group has its way. There is very little published about him, except, maybe, the copies of his patents, which can still be obtained from the Patent Office. I would suggest that if anyone is truly interested, they write to the Patent Office for a list and price of the Tesla inventions. Anyone who can read and who is sincerely interested in science will find these patents highly interesting and instructive. Not every person will be able to understand them. They require most careful study. Perhaps it will be interesting to give a short outline of Tesla's achievements. The field of invention has never known a genius as successful in developing far-reaching and original inventions, such as those of this great man, whose name should be known in every corner of the globe for his outstanding scientific achievements. Most writers state that Tesla was born in 1856 in Smilingen, Lika, border country of Austria, Hungary, but that is about all they do state. Little is said or known all about his achievements. Tesla's practical career started in 1881, in Budapest, Hungary, where he made his first electrical invention, a telephone repeater, and conceived the idea of the rotating magnetic field, which later made him world famous. It may not be amiss to devote a few moments here to the manner in which this prime of savants approached the idea of the rotating field and induction motor. One day, while attending the university, one of the professors was demonstrating an experiment with the Graham armature type of dynamo, when the idea occurred to the young physicist that the sparking of the commutator, which he alone had minutely observed, could be eliminated. The professor immediately denied that this was possible, But with a steady mind and self-conviction, young Tesla determined to work out his ideas. The result was that the modern induction motor was developed, which operates solely from alternating current and requires no commutator of any kind, thus overcoming the nuisance of sparking inherent in former-type direct current machines. Realizing the value of his invention, he left for France in an effort to interest someone in his device, but his efforts proved fruitless. At the time he was employed by a prominent European engineering concern, but hearing of the rapid growth of the electrical industry in America, he promptly decided to come to that country, which he did in 1884 and since then, became a naturalized citizen of the United States. To this country, he brought with him the various models of the first induction motors, which were eventually shown to George Westinghouse, and it was in the Westinghouse shops that the induction motor was perfected by Nikola Tesla. Numerous patents were taken out on this phenomenal prime mover, all of which are under Tesla's name, and he was therefore the first person, beyond the shadow of a doubt, to introduce the rotating field principle in perfecting the induction motor, which is today universally used. Large sums of money were expended by Tesla to protect his patents on this prime mover, and he was at the time not permitted to express himself in print or give the history of his invention. Thus, many erroneous impressions were entertained regarding his inventions. Later, another type of machine was brought out by him, in connection with his work in electric power transmission. This one had a field energized by currents of different phase relation, that is, while one current was at zero amplitude the other would be at maximum, etc., producing a rotating field in which conductors were employed, and in this way the high-frequency current was obtained. This type of machine was subsequently developed to perfection and the principle is described in his patent, dated 1889. His next work which attracted universal attention was the production of high-frequency currents at high potentials, tremendous electrical discharges. All of these experiments were first performed by this genius and never duplicated. One of the first high-tension apparatus built by Tesla was first used in Europe by Lord Kelvin, the noted English mathematician and scientist, who used it for his lecture demonstrations at the Royal Society. Tesla's most important work at the end of the 19th century was his original system of transmission of energy by wireless. In 1900, Tesla obtained his two fundamental patents on the transmission of true wireless energy, covering both methods and apparatus and involving the use of four tuned circuits. He also obtained a number of other patents at the same time, describing many other improvements. Among these may be mentioned his application of refrigeration and the oscillatory system, with which he obtained remarkable results in his well-equipped laboratory on Houston Street, New York City. In 1901 and 1902, several patents were granted to him describing a number of improvements, among which two assumed great importance in the radio art. One of these was known under the name of the tone wheel and the other, the ticker. Other persons claim the inventions, but Tesla was the real inventor. At a little later date, Tesla secured two patents on what he termed the principle of individualization, involving the use of more than one oscillation for the operation of receiver. This property is known under the name of beta receptors. In long protracted interference proceedings carried on in 1903, however, Tesla was accorded full and undisputed priority over all other claimants. P. Patent was granted to Tesla in 1914 on an improvement of far-reaching importance in radio and TV work. The application was filed in 1902. It describes a new form of transmitter with which, according to Tesla's statement, an unlimited quantity of energy can be transmitted from a small and compact plant. This transmitter possesses the wonderful feature whereby static, there, great nuisance of radio can be completely eliminated, because of the speed with which receivers can be operated, it being possible to throw them in and out of tune by a variation of not more than 0.001% of the wavelength. Tesla also evolved a static preventer which was successfully tested, and proved perfect. This great scholar and philosopher did not devote his time to electrical devices alone, but turned his attention to many other fields. He developed a steam and gas turbine, which developed more power than any other motor or engine ever built. It developed 20 horse power for each pound of engine weight. This turbine should be used in our present-day automobiles, aeroplanes, and many other land and water vehicles. This master magician, upon whose inventions this modern world depends for its existence, spent a fabulous amount of time and money in perfecting his inventions, which, as I have stated before, numbered 1,200 up to his death in 1943. Perhaps of the total, only a little over 100 are in everyday use, and most of them are not known under his name. Tesla invented the 20th century. The general use of his other inventions will make another new world, and prevent all future wars, for his greatest invention, that of 1934, was conceived to prevent war. This is the idea with which we first experimented at Lakeport, Quebec, Canada. It includes in its design that which is known today as radar, the idea which Tesla invented before the First World War. It is interesting to know what Tesla thought concerning research. He made the following remarks in 1916, quoted from a letter received from Nikola Tesla to Arthur Matthews, July 9, 1916. I have called it material research because I wanted to exclude immaterial research. I class under this head pure thought as distinct from thought mixed with matter. It is worthwhile making this distinction, for from the youngest to the oldest chemist, it is not always recognized. It is very natural for us to think we can think new things into being. Chemistry has advanced only in proportion to the handling of chemical substances by someone. When the study of our science was largely mental speculation, and the products and reagents largely immaterial, like fire and phlogiston, we advanced but slowly. Ages of immaterial research for the philosopher's stone only led to disappointment. Successful results in modern times came from following nature, learning by asking and experimenting, reasoning just enough from one stage of acquired knowledge to ask the next question of materials. In speaking of research, I do not mean to confine my thoughts to the chemists and their knowledge in literature, but rather to that science which is back of chemistry. We may call it natural science, if we are careful. It includes for my present purposes, all philosophy based on measurable facts. Psychology and therapeutics come under this head, so do electricity, anatomy and physics, chemistry and biology. These are inquisitive sciences, where the answers come from asking questions of nature. If I can leave with you even a faint impression of the importance of new knowledge, the strength to be gained from its acquirement, and the pleasure in the process itself, I shall feel repaid. So much useful pioneer work in all fields has been done with simple material equipment coupled with good mental equipment, that it almost seems as though this was the rule. The telegraph and telephone started with a few little pieces of wire wound by hand with paper insulation. The basic work on heredity was carried out by an Austrian monk with a few garden peas. The steam engine came from the kitchen fire. There was, however, the same general kind of mind behind each one of these discoveries, the mind of the trained inquirer. Most people have never heard of Tesla, yet he was the world's greatest inventor in all history. He obtained more revolutionary patents than anyone in history. Science accords to him over 75 original discoveries, not mere mechanical improvements. Tesla was an originator, a pioneer blazing the trail. Aside from this, he was a discoverer of the highest order. When he died in 1943, he left the world richer by over 1,000 inventions that God had allowed him to conceive. With his passing, I lost a very old friend, and because of my intense admiration for him, I wrote tribute to Nikola Tesla, which was published by a number of newspapers, and which is included in this work as Chapter 12, Part 2. Chapter 4. All electrical machinery using or generating alternating current is due to Tesla. High tension current transmission, without which the modern world would be dead, is all due to the genius of Tesla. The world did not know of Tesla because he committed the unpardonable crime of not having a permanent press agent to shout his greatness from the housetops. Then too, Most of his inventions, at least to the public mind, are more or less intangible on account of the fact that they are very technical and therefore do not catch the popular imagination. The trouble with Tesla was that he lived at least a century ahead of his time. He was often denounced as a dreamer even by well-informed men. He was called crazy by others who should have known better. For Tesla talked in a language that most people did not understand and still do not. In 1893, 3 years before anyone else made any attempt to use wireless telegraphy, radio, Tesla first described his system and took out patents on a number of novel devices, which were then but imperfectly understood. Even the electrical world at large laughed at these patents. But, large wireless interests had to pay him tribute in the form of real money, because his fool patents were recognized to be fundamental. He actually antedated every important radio invention. Tesla was a man of extraordinary knowledge. He was remarkably well-read and had a photographic memory whereby it was possible for him to recite page after page of nearly every classical work, be it Goethe, Voltaire, or Shakespeare. He spoke and wrote 12 languages. He was an accomplished calculator, who had little use for tables and text, books, and held the sly drool in contempt. Tesla received numerous honors and distinctions of all kinds. He was a knight of several orders, holder of many titles and diplomas. Many extraordinary distinctions were offered to him, which he declined. One instance is very interesting. At the announcement of Tesla's high-frequency discoveries, while the former emperor of Germany was all-powerful and great men were eager for his favors, Tesla received an invitation from him and the Empress to repeat his celebrated experiments at the Royal Palace in Berlin. He forgot all about it and did not answer for 1 year, when he politely apologized for his inability to avail himself of the honor. Later the invitation was renewed and nearly 2 years passed before Tesla answered to the same effect. After a lapse of time, however, upon the announcement of another important invention, he received the invitation for the third time, with the assurance that an altogether unusual honor was reserved for him. "Well, boys," said Tesla to his assistants after he laid the invitation aside, and which he never answered, "the emperor must be a great man. I do not think that I would be capable of acting in this way if I were in his place." Perhaps the most remarkable tribute was paid to him when he made his famous experiments in Colorado in 1899. It was by J. Pierpont Morgan, the elder, who donated $150,000, which enabled Tesla to produce artificial lightning and incidentally, to electrify the entire Earth. Some of Tesla's inventions were of far-reaching importance in the two world wars. The resources and productive powers of the entire world were greatly increased through extended use of his system of alternating current transmission and transformation of energy. Millions of horsepower of waterfalls have been harnessed by this means, thus saving a large output of coal and oil. The railroads have been completely revolutionized by the use of his ideas, such as the induction motor and electrical inventions of many kinds. His ideas also revolutionized the steel industry and operation of factories. Without going too deeply into the matter, it can be said with truth that without his inventions, we would have no electric light or power, no long-distance telephones, no radios or television, no moon rockets, no radar, no motor cars, no dishwashers, no electric heat, no remote controls of any kind, no electric organs. There are many others, but with those few, the world would be back 100 years. The following is only a partial list of terms adopted and published in honest textbooks and technical works. I say honest because, in recent years, the name of Tesla has been left out. However, one has only to consult the patent office, to know that they are all Tesla's inventions. Tesla 2, phase, 3, phase, multi, phase, poly, phase systems of power transmission. In all, there are 1,200 original inventions, which cover the entire world of this age. On one occasion, Tesla was presented with a medal, a symbol of gratitude, together with a paraphrase of Pope's lines on Newton: "Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night," God said, "let Tesla be, and all was light. This was the man who said he was a Venusian, the Superman who perhaps arrived on a spaceship, the X-12, as a tiny baby, or again perhaps he came as a thought, and he grew to maturity to fulfill his great mission, to set up the machinery for the new scientific civilization that will, sometime in the future, lift the Aquarian Age to heights of glory. 2,000 years earlier, Joseph watched over the babe Jesus, while the Star of Bethlehem hovered above the stable. Few people on this planet today have any conception of the Herculean accomplishments of Tesla on behalf of the whole world. But, no doubt, on other planets in this solar system and in systems beyond, the people are well aware that they can extend the hand of friendship to us now, in this new age, because of the mighty works of Tesla. No doubt there are many Earth people who will feel, even now, that Tesla would have found a way to overcome the obstacles placed in his path by the forces of darkness, that he should have forced a showdown that would have thrust his inventions upon the world, regardless of the ignorance and ambitions of a petty-minded opposition. But, like the spaceman that he was, Tesla knew that he could only encourage us. He could not force his light upon us. He could only respect our free will. He was aware that humanity was plagued by the forces of darkness. He well knew that people were unable to see the significance of his role as a light-bearer. He was never bitter, never disappointed, when people failed to appreciate his efforts. He would only smile his slow, sweet smile in response to sympathetic friends who felt they must offer apologies for human arrogance, and then he would quote in answer a favorite stanza from Goethe's Faust, "The God that in my bosom lives can move my deepest inmost soul. Power to all my thoughts he gives, but outside he has no control." Well did Tesla know that each and every individual must find his own Christ center, must contact his own source. For the doctrine of vicarious atonement is a vicious one, an escapist's dream. Each must transmit his own misqualified energy, each must carve out and travel the razor-edged path to the one God. Tesla's inventions can make the journey easier, as can the inventions of other great thinkers, if they are based on truth. But, only God can say to each pilgrim on the path, "Here is my gift. Accept it, or reject it. Learn by your past mistakes, then come home to me." There are those who will dispute the advantages of Tesla's inventions and the present developments made by Matthews and others who follow in Tesla's footsteps, arguing that machinery has nothing to do with discipleship. There are those who will say that we must not use a mechanistic approach, such as the anti-war machine, in trying to solve our problems, that we must use only love and understanding. But, this attitude stems from the dreadful divitism generated under the misused understanding of the truth as taught by Jesus. Jesus was a practical man who lived in the workaday world. He made his ascension by the application of the truth, which is the true scientific principle, which is the only method anyone can use. It is the impractical mystic who views science as a handicap. It is quite true that if men and women of goodwill could generate a sufficient amount of love and understanding, we could change the course of history at once, but the change would come about scientifically, for the energies generated in this way are simply collected by angelic forces acting as accumulators and then poured into certain specified areas of atomic matter, freeing them from low vibrations and raising their frequencies so they can function with greater freedom. There is nothing mystical in the process. There is nothing mystical about an angel. When angels walked and talked with men, they were accepted and not thought of as mystical, but as real and necessary messengers from the divine being. They are not any more mystical than trees, rocks, soil, or rivers. They are not one whit more mystical than the pigeons in the park. It is the dark forces who have conjured up that phony mystical story, so that people would feel that they had to be practical in the materialistic meaning of the world, and depend upon a job, a boss, a national ruler, a military machine, instead of simply depending upon God, His Son, and His angels. So let us not despise a mechanistic approach, which will allow us to lay down our weapons and give us the leisure time to develop the educated heart of love, the enlightened mind of understanding. As the space people have quoted, do not count the teeth of a camel which has been given to you with love, but ride it with thanks in your hearts that you have a vehicle which will carry you safely through the hazards of the desert.